Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-610-9070. That's 800-610-9070. 800-610-9070.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network programmed with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Thank you for joining us into tomorrow for the weekend of January 26th, 2018. All 3 hours of today's show. We don't want you to miss a minute of it. Some interviews have come back from our CES coverage. Others are some new things that you haven't heard either. Either way, we want to make sure that you hear all of our CES coverage. The last 2 weeks, full shows, lots of goodies, and of course, videos of most of the products that we talked about. We wanted to show you as well. So hit us up at intotomorrow.com and check out our CES 2018 edition coverage, and you won't miss any of those things. Did I mention I'm Dave Graveline in the control room, Horatio and Erasmo? And who are you guys in the studio?
I'm Chris Graveline.
I'm Joe Casera.
Wow, your voices change, and just it's amazing how you do that.
Yes.
Tech news and commentary in this segment, and then we'll get to your calls and send you prizes for participating.
Ooh, no, Apple is not canceling or scrapping the iPhone X. Can we get that, clear that elephant out of the room?
Is that another one of those hoaxes?
Yeah, well, not a hoax. I mean, you might have heard of this nonsense in the popular press, perhaps Newsweek, which should really be renamed Fake Newsweek. Those irresponsible former journalists would have you believe that that's what respected Apple analyst Ming-Chu Kao said in a research note this week. While the phone shipments didn't necessarily meet industry expectations, it was the number one shipping smartphone model worldwide over the holidays at 29 million. We'll know more about sales when Apple holds its Q1 financial call in February. What is likely to happen here is Apple will refresh the iPhone X lineup this year, taking the design concepts we saw in last year's model and spread them out into both a cheaper version and another flagship, while discontinuing the current one. This is what they did with the iPhone 5. So yeah, the iPhone X, as you see it today, will not be manufactured indefinitely, but that was the whole point. So no, it hasn't been disappointing. People are not hating it. Well, I'm sure some people dislike it and turned it in for something else, but no, it's not the end of the world like Newsweek predicted, and I can't even remember the blog poster, the journalist in quotes name, but I won't even mention him because what's the point? You don't want to drive traffic to him.
Okay, makes sense. Speaking of Apple, they have about $252 billion in cash overseas and intend to bring $245 billion of it back to the U.S. The company says it will build a new campus and new data centers and hire 20,000 additional workers. And speaking of Apple and lots of money, the Apple $349 HomePod finally gets a ship date. Apple was originally slated to release the HomePod before the end of 2017, but pushed the release back even further for unclear reasons. In mid-December, they said, nope, not going to happen till sometime in 2018. Well, now you can spend that $350 for a smart speaker, much more expensive than Alexa or Google.
Well, because they're
starting February 9th.
February 9th, right. But of course, they're not positioning it necessarily as a smart speaker. That's the difference. They're positioning it primarily as an audio device. I have listened to one, and it is spectacular. Is everyone going to run out and buy one? I don't even suggest it if what you're looking for is really a smart speaker. But if you're an audio aficionado and you subscribe to Apple Music, definitely check it out. It's something worth looking at.
I do think the array of little tweeters all around the bottom is kind of cool, and yeah, the design is great. Is it worth $350? Is anything that Apple sells worth what they sell it for? They make a ton of money, and no doubt sounds terrific, but that's a decision you have to make, obviously.
Speaking of money, what's something that really caught me by surprise today is not necessarily the money that Apple plans to repatriate, but the actual taxes that they will be paying.
Yes.
$38 billion. You know what that is? That's I got to laugh at this because it's so beautiful. That's the market capitalization of a really rotten radio company you and I used to work for, Dave Cox.
Really?
That's their entire market capitalization.
Oh, and that's just the tax that Apple's paying.
That Apple's paying, yeah.
Yikes.
So I get a tickle out of that.
You know, and apparently they had that money pretty much saved anyway, so they, I'm sure, saw they were going to have to pay it. So at least, you know, they're saying that it's not going to have to come out of their operating budget, so it won't affect their fiscal year or whatever. But
yeah. Well, it was being stashed overseas, and they're bringing most of it. I wonder why they're still keeping several billion overseas as a little safety thing? I don't know. But $252 billion in cash overseas. $245 billion of it is coming back to the U.S. So,
as well it should.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Hawaii Governor David Ige said that he and his team took so long to post a message to social media about the recent missile alert being a false alarm because he didn't know his Twitter username and password.
Yeah, this is sad. I mean, they have this catastrophe going on. Took 38 minutes. I mean, I'm sure you've seen the video of a dad putting his little girl in a sewer drain and everything because he thinks a missile's coming. And it was all a false alarm.
Yeah. Ige said, told reporters that he has since put his username and password into his cell phone.
That's
and he
nice.
Says he can now use social media without waiting for his staff. The governor was asked why his Twitter account relayed the message so far after he learned about the mistake. His communications staff members that manage his social media accounts, as is the case with many politicians, his spokeswoman said that the governor had to track her down to prepare a message for the public before they could post anything. The false alert was, of course, accidentally sent out from Hawaii's Emergency Operations Center. It was human error made during a routine test of the emergency warning system.
Yeah, from a drop-down menu. And the drop-down was test or actual thing, or words to that effect.
Yes.
Really? I mean, that's what you're going to select from a drop-down menu?
And that's, I'm so glad you brought up that point, because there have been so many calls to fire or otherwise flog or some kind of retribution against the guy who sent the test. And I get it. Folks, something terrible happened, especially you folks who had to go through it. But this is not a sin on the operator level. This is a sin on the software development level. And this is why this happens, because we get the smallest bidder to design government software, because that's how the government works. And you get people who have no business writing software, much less writing a user experience or a user interface, writing this stuff. Now, don't tell me, everyone in this room is guilty of it, and you listening, you are too. The computer pops up with a window that says, are you sure you want to do what you just, and you don't read it. You click OK.
Yeah, right? Of course, I selected that.
Course,
yes, do
I
it.
I selected.
Oops.
You know, so this is a this puts up on a pedestal why it's very important, especially for young folks studying computer software design. Study good what's called HCI, human-computer interaction. Apple was a founding member. You have I can't remember his name right now, but there have been a lot of scientists that started at Xerox PARC, at Apple, at Microsoft, that have actually studied the human component of software interaction, because it's all about psychology and about physiology. It's not about software. But when you get some guy who's good at coding HTML and all this other stuff, SQL, writing a human interface, you're going to expect catastrophes like this.
And especially something as important as civil defense.
Absolutely.
And with the goings-on with North Korea and so close to Hawaii, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I understand the people said, oh, my God, this is it. And and they were trying to call family in the States, well, in the States, on the mainland and so forth, and I love you, and I'm sorry, and goodbye, this is terrible. I mean, they must have gone through some terrible situations. And the governor knew it was a false alarm within 2 to 3 minutes, but he couldn't get the word out.
Right.
It took 38 minutes. I mean, that's nuts. So I think everyone can learn a good lesson. Other states, but certainly they are putting other things into place to fix that.
Homing pigeons.
Yeah,
that's what I would use.
Here's the good news. They know the system works.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
Whether or not people will listen to it the next time.
Hey,
that's the boy who cried wolf.
Right,
that's what they're saying now. Is it could be the boy who cried wolf. And now if it happens again, people will now think twice about, well, is this another mistake or is this real?
That's true. So there's that to be concerned with. Mm-hmm. On a lighter note, Amazon narrowed the field of 238 cities vying for its HQ2 down to a short list of 20, including our very own Miami area. The company plans to make a final decision this year. So it could be 11 months before we really know. And, you know, we're thinking, we in the Miami area are thinking, you know, because of the amount of people they're hiring, what, 40 to 50,000 people? I mean, it's going to be a huge headquarters, that this is the gateway to Central and South America. You know, there are advantages, I'm sure, for any one of these 20 cities. You know, Jeff Bezos went to school down here. So, I mean,
not only that, we're on the extreme opposite end of the country from their other headquarters. So that would
exactly.
be perfect.
And
exactly.
we're conveniently located next to the United States of America, so that'll come in handy too.
True.
You know, and the Cuban food down here can't be beat. So,
well, exactly.
Cuban food.
That might be reason enough. So, you got to wonder, why is it taking them so long though to make this decision, and that the final decision will be made this year.
Because they're waiting to see which of those 20 cities is going to give them more.
I know. More tax cuts and credits and whatnot. And,
you know, that's the thing you got to look at. Is, it may create a lot of jobs, but they may not be paying taxes. So,
I know. Well, and there's a whole faction, understandably, of people here in South Florida that are saying, we don't want it. Are you kidding? Our infrastructure is bad enough. Our roads are crowded enough. We're going to add 40, 50,000 more people and cars and what? No. Yeah, but you know, so there's that going on.
Miami was on the short list back when Disney was looking for areas to put Disney World or the Magic Kingdom.
True.
God forbid what would have happened if he selected here.
I know. Yeah,
but then again, you know, we can't tell what would happen in the past.
And we're still slated literally down the street from us, a handful of miles, for the Mega Mall, which is supposedly going to be the largest mall and park and entertainment center and everything else in all of the country. And that's still processing, going on its way and getting approvals and doing what it's got to do, but that could still be years. So who knows? Maybe they and Amazon are going to get together and say, you know, let's just take over the rest of the Everglades and build everything.
People still go to malls?
So I hear.
The only reason I want the Mega Mall is because I want to be able to go snow skiing in Miami.
Yeah, because that's one of the things they will have, just like we visited the one in Dubai a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool, in the middle of a desert. Well, also, snow skiing in Miami? Yeah, imagine how popular that will be. Who knows if it's
enjoy that traffic.
Yeah. Oh, of course. And again, it's right down our main street.
On his last day in office, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie signed a law making it illegal to fly an unmanned drone aircraft after too many drinks. The law prohibits flying a drone with a blood alcohol content of 0.08 or higher, the same as for driving a vehicle or while drugged. Violators face up to 6 months in jail, a $1,000 fine, or both. So don't drink and fly your drone.
Yeah, don't drink and fly is a good rule of thumb anyway, but now add that to drones.
Yeah, now the same measure also made it illegal to fly the drone near a prison or in pursuit of wildlife. So you can't chase a cheetah with your drone. Or
Well, what if you just want to take pictures of the lovely wildlife running?
As long as you're not chasing it, I guess you're fine.
Okay, so that would be the argument. But no, I was simply videotaping for my National Geographic special.
It's funny because I've seen zoos that use drones to get their animals to exercise.
Yes.
I saw one where there was like a Bengal tiger that leapt and snatched the drone out of the air.
And they were using it to exercise the tiger who had become just, you know, laying around way too much.
Yeah.
And they needed him to run around.
Just like Chris Christie.
And they would chase the drone, so they started flying the drone around.
MIT researchers have begun very early work on placing supercomputer-like artificial intelligence capabilities on a chip the size of your fingernail. The first step is to create an artificial synapse, the circuit in our brains that use to connect neurons together. And the MIT WizKids have done it. They tested their design on a chip created to read handwriting, and it successfully recognized it 90% of the time, even Dave's, if you can imagine that. This is the first step in what is known as the field of neuromorphic computing, building machines that mimic human brain functions. Why is this important? Currently, AI applications do a lot of their work in the back office on powerful computers in the cloud, or in some cases on conventional microchips that are good but slow and will eventually reach a theoretical speed limit. This MIT research will hopefully unlock faster, smaller, and portable AI capabilities in consumer hardware, bringing the cost down and making AI a commodity, not a special feature. We could even put AI in a toaster to have pleasant conversation with you at the breakfast table. Give it a radio talk show, you know.
Charlie in San Jose, California, listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcast. Be sure to sign up for those, as he has done.
I've got a hand-me-down Sony Vaio laptop, and it's got some strange problems. A little bit of background information. Back in the day, I installed the Windows 10 upgrade from the internet. Then I managed to fill up the 50 gigabyte hard drive, which was pretty easy. And I installed System Mechanics to help clear up some space, and things were running pretty good. And then I removed a few more programs that were indicated as not necessary. And somehow I managed to lose Wi-Fi and Ethernet connectivity. And from everything I can tell, the airplane is stuck in airplane mode. I've attempted everything I could find on Google to fix it without success. Do you all have any suggestions to reinstalling Windows 10? Is there an activation code somewhere for the upgrade, or will I need to pay for a new OS? I guess even that would require repairing the registry so I can get online.
Well, Charlie, it sounds like System Mechanic may have prompted you to delete the Ethernet and Wi-Fi drivers. If you had any network connection still active, you could just open the Start menu, type in Device Manager, select the network adapter, and have it search for drivers on its own. But without a gateway to the Internet, that option is gone. First of all, let me tell you at the outset, all of these show notes are going to be up there for you at intotomorrow.com for the show for the weekend of January 26th. Look for Hour 3. You'll hear your call and see our answers. Now, if you can try to reinstall whatever drivers came with the laptop originally by using another computer, to go to esupport.sony.com, download them from there, and then copy them over on a flash drive, that may also help solve the issue.
If you'd rather go ahead and install Windows 10 all over again, your license depends on how you upgraded. If you bought a physical copy, you need the product key. But you probably didn't, since you'd otherwise have that physical copy with the code and you wouldn't be calling us. If you upgraded on the Microsoft Store, however, you'll have what Microsoft calls a digital entitlement. This means that when you're reinstalling Windows 10, you'll be asked for your Microsoft Store credentials instead. The Windows 10 image itself can be downloaded from Microsoft's site. If you come by our site, we'll link you to that right page.
There is, and of course, an easier way to reinstall Windows, though. You could go to Settings, Updates and Security, and then Reset This PC. According to Microsoft, you should not be prompted to activate Windows. It'll just know that it was already installed on that computer. This way of reinstalling Windows will give you the option to keep your data intact. If Windows needs to download anything as part of the process, you'll have to look into the other option we gave you. But if it doesn't, this option should be simpler and save you a few steps, and it'll keep your data in place.
And Charlie, we're very curious to know what works for you, so please try our suggestions. Stay tuned. Maybe other listeners have some additional input for you, something else to try, and we'll see if we can't help solve this digital dilemma for you. Meantime, visit us at intotomorrow.com.
Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline is brought to you by StreamGuys, a leading provider of live and on-demand streaming media services, including IPTV, multi-platform mobile device streaming, custom hardware and streaming deployment, dedicated server products, turnkey subscription services, and even custom statistics and alerts. And with live 24/7 tech support, an experienced tech is always available to assist you with all of your streaming needs. Affordable, reliable, scalable, StreamGuys has been providing quality streaming media services to the global marketplace since 2000.
Opening the information conduit into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline in the control room. Horatio and Erasmo here in the studio.
I'm Joe Casera.
I'm Chris Graveline. Coming up shortly, we'll be checking with Jared Goetz. He's the CEO of Ecom Hacks Academy. They offer courses and coaching programs to teach businesses, individuals who want to create e-commerce sites or Shopify storefronts.
A real fun chat with Jared. You don't want to miss that coming up in just a few minutes. And as young as he is to be making the millions he's already made, you want to pay attention.
I'm not jealous. This portion of Into Tomorrow brought to you by HP Hardware and Software to deliver experiences engineered and designed to amaze. HP.com. Don't forget, you can listen to all 3 hours of Into Tomorrow via our free Into Tomorrow app and by visiting our website at intotomorrow.com. Streaming provided by StreamGuys.com.
It's time for our Ecom History Major. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past,
Here's Chris Graveline.
IFA history.
Transmitting pictures was a very old dream of engineers. Already in 1883, Paul Nipkow, a German engineer, developed the basic idea of a disc with tiny holes which could break a picture into several pieces. The Nipkow disc, patented in 1884, became the basis of all future television technologies. In 1897, the German engineer Ferdinand Braun invented the cathode ray tube.
And the razor, didn't he? Isn't he probably same company? No, probably not.
He had no idea that he had created the basis of a future mass medium. Hundreds of millions of these tubes, which is CRT in short, became the core display of television sets for about 100 years and was the star of IFA for decades. That's this week's IFA Update, brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
Well, since then, they do keep getting better. Intotomorrow.com is a site, ours. We hope you visit often. There's always new stuff up there every day for you. Please visit us.